It's a very good morning to John from Bendigo Travel and Cruise. Morning, John. How are you going?
Good morning, everybody out there.
We haven't spoken for a while because you've been travelling around the world.
Yeah, we had a work conference in San Francisco. So we went over there and had 3 days in San Francisco and went to the Giants baseball stadium.
Oh, how was it?
And had a bit of a nosh up there. It was fantastic. Yeah, it's amazing the history. It's kind of like the MCG, but in a smaller scale. And fantastic. And we were lucky enough to win Victorian Agent of the Year for our agency group, so that was good as well.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So what else did you see in San Francisco?
I did a North Beach tour through one of the companies that we deal with, and it was a tour through the North Beach suburb of San Francisco, which was where a lot of the people that came back from the war, Second World War, that were gays, and they weren't welcome to go back to their little farming community. So they set up there and they had a bit of a bohemian arty sort of area, and it's fantastic. And you just go up there and you have a few beers and see the history of San Francisco over the last, say, 70 or 80 years, and a very enjoyable part of the town.
And you're then on to the home of grunge music, Seattle.
Yeah, I went up to Seattle next. I thought, if I'm going to go that far, I've got to have 3 nights and somewhere. And then so I went to Seattle for 3 nights, and Seattle's a really, really nice place. We went to the Boeing factory, which is a major focus for me being in travel. The Boeing factory is a fantastic trip. If anyone gets anywhere near the place, you've got to do it. It's the most visited attraction in Seattle. We didn't go and see any music, unfortunately. But yeah, it's a very lively place.
And Portland was a place you enjoyed.
Yeah, we took an Amtrak down to Portland, so the rail down there was really quite good. It's about a 3-hour journey, so it's not too bad. Really love Portland. It's a city based on industry to start with, but it's a fantastic, vibrant town. It's the craft brewery capital of America, and you know how craft breweries are popular in Australia. Well, they're just as much over there as well. We went to an area that's the hub of them, and they had about 10 micro breweries there that are just massive by our scales. They're kind of like the size of Hashtag, but a bit bigger. And by law, because they sell beer, they've got to serve hot meals as well. So fantastic menus. One of the beers I had up there was called...
You're going to be able to pronounce this correctly.
I've got to read it. It's called Grapefruit Goggle Fogger Hefeweizen. Basically, it has wheat and bubblegum, clove and spice, and it's finished off with grapefruits, which is a weird sort of combination to have in beer, but it was quite nice.
There you go.
And look, if I could read you the other 12 beers on the menu, you wouldn't recognise any of them. They're just... and the people, friendly, absolutely gobsmackingly friendly and helpful.
So is there one particular highlight of the whole trip?
I just think the people. I think wherever you go in the world, whether it's Africa or Europe, Echuca, if the people are friendly, you get on with them, that makes a personal experience. We went to a pub there. It's called McMenamin's Pub. They own 54 pubs in the state. They buy the old pubs and do them up, and they bring in their own brewery, and the service from them was outstanding. Not expensive to eat. I think America's a little bit cheaper than Australia for that. Some things are more expensive, but pretty much on par. I think America's a very safe destination, and people probably believe what they read in the news. But you go to America, and I was there 9 days. I think I saw a couple of guns at the airport for security guards, but other than that, I didn't see them at all. Trump's sort of a non-issue to them. Very friendly, safe. Extremely friendly place, people. I would think if you're not going to America because you're scared of something you see in the news, you're just being hoodwinked by the press.
So if you'd like to go to one of those places, come and see you right now.
Come and see us. We've all done different parts of America. Michelle's over there at the moment doing Vegas and New York and a few other places. So, it's a great destination.
Bendigo Travel and Cruise open this morning from 10. You're working this morning, John.
I am working this morning. I work hard. Very hard.
Corner Mitchell and Hargrove Streets, Bendigo. Thanks, John. We'll talk again soon.
Cheers.